You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Let's go. I like how whimsical he's right there in that part, right? He's going, crazy train. And then he goes, let's go. So whimsical, that Ozzy.
I have never heard those two things in the same sentence.
Very true. That's why you hang out with me once in a while. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. Christopher DeSimone, Tommy Callahan, DJ T-Cal, as we call him, over on the other side of the glass. It's a Q day.
It is a Q day.
Now, there's plenty of songs overall, right? Because especially once you... we've done entire shows, Ed and I, of all Queen for 3 hours. So that's possible. But we're not going to... I mean, we have these other wonderful groups. John Holden sent us a nice cross-section of stuff of the Quattros, Quarter Flashes, Queensrÿches. And I'm very impressed that John Holden went with Revolution Calling from Queensrÿche.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt my feelings at all.
So in college, I had a buddy named Mark. He's a photographer in Southern California right now. And Mark was a early Queensrÿche pioneer. And that Operation Mindcrime album, that was getting played all the time. It's a concept album. And they tried to do a second. How's the second one?
You read my mind, by the way, of the concept albums. I was going to go there.
But. Okay, tell me how I read your mind.
So I was kind of, I don't want to make it a rant. I just want to say no one really does a concept album anymore. Green Day did one with American Idiot, and it was successful.
Right.
But I feel like we live in a, and it's always kind of been driven by the singles, you know, even when it's AOR, but it's still, which is album-oriented rock for anyone who wonders. But it's always been... It's about the 3 to 4 minute hit. And so I think it's refreshing when bands decide to tell a story throughout an album.
Absolutely.
Which seems kind of beholden to the rock genre, but I mean, that doesn't stop anyone else from doing it. I just don't know why it doesn't happen more often. You can still have hits within the concept of telling a story.
And that has happened rarely.
Yeah.
Okay, so the one that I would say concept album that had a hit off the bat is Mr. Roboto Sticks from Kilroy Was Here, because they did a whole stage show based on that album.
Yeah.
As a concept album. But so when you do a concept album, either you have to be no one gives a crap who you are at the time, right? Or you're so sure in your success that some sort of record company in the old days would let you do such crazy things. And that's kind of where we're at. That's why anyone who does a concept album now, I think Phil's going to try to tell me about Kansas Absence of Presence. He keeps talking about that. I don't know if that's a concept album or not. But so, you know, we could do, it would bore the hell out of the audience, but I don't really care. We could literally do, after we're done with the alphabet,
we could do a day of concept albums.
Yes, I'm okay with all that.
Sure.
You know.
And we could find the hits that are in there.
Right.
You know, there are some.
2112, right? That's a big one for Rush. Watch the documentary, Beyond the Lighted Stage, because they talk about how that was, they were at the point where they were going to get canned.
Right.
By their record label. And they, for some reason, did a concept album.
Well, it was the, if we're going down, we're right. Going down swinging.
Right.
That's what it was.
It's one of those times where doing what we want to do is going to be the best thing for us. And if we go down swinging doing 2112, well, damn it, we're going to do 2112. So, as a Yes guy, we have a variety. You know, you have a couple, you know, Topographic Oceans, Gates of Delirium a little bit, which is on the Relayer album. But I don't know if that's all connected. Of course, Days of Future Past, of course, by Moody Blues, which takes you through an entire day. That's another one, actually, that has the hit, right? Days of Future Past, Moody Blues, because it ends up with Nights in White Satin, which is probably their biggest.
It's monster for them.
You know, so that's a concept album that paid off with a single that rocked it out. So
This one's going to require some research, but Rick just called in and he's driving, so he didn't want to stay on the phone.
Sure.
But he said, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain by Willie Nelson came off a concept album.
Really?
So I'm going to have to look that one up real quick and
okay.
do a little quick research on it. But
look at that. So we got two mind crimes we could do. We got now is Bytor, what's Bytor and the Snow Dog? What's that off of? That's just one big long song, right?
Yes. That's kind of a concept song.
Right.
That's if you will, yeah.
Yes has that too. There's one called Gates of Delirium. It's like 24 minute song. So, look, we can talk politics. I can talk concept albums. That's why Callahan and I have to do like a weird podcast together one day. It's like on stuff like that. We'll call it only stuff that Tom and Chris want to talk about and see if anyone actually shows up.
And we'd have two listens, you and me, listening back to the podcast.
You never know. We got parents. I mean, your dad listens to you doing the news, and then he shuts it off when I start talking. So which is understandable, Mr. C. I got it. Mr. C, that's from Happy Days. All right, so we have Jeff Jr. today, Trajan. We have Trajan Wealth, of course. We have Matt Neely's going to be calling in the second hour. He's got a bunch of stuff that he wants to cover, especially about the great state of California, Tucson's muse. And then we have Supervisor Steve Christie will be in the studio for the third hour. Lots of goofy stuff to cover. Yes, sir, go. Oh, Redheaded Stranger, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's the concept album about the fugitive on the run from the law after killing his wife and her lover.
There it is.
And so Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain is on there.
All right.
I didn't realize that.
See, this is the Wakeys are the best.
I've learned something today already.
Who knew we were going to learn something at 6:09 or whatever the hell it is in the morning? So here we go. Rundown on some things I want to cover today. Tucson taking their eye off the ball again. We're going to have a little bit of our own personal little COVID corner. There was something Bruce Ash and I were talking about yesterday that kind of initiated something in my brain about something in Tucson's past I want to talk about. I did take Bruce to Taco Rustico yesterday for his first Taco Rustico experience for breakfast. He had the quesabirrias, and I had the bowl of the birria, like the big, beautiful broth with the shredded beef in it. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. What else do we got today? We got a Pliskin Acres update, which means actually remember, so there's two sound bites. I want you to get ready for the next hour, okay? We're going to do a letter from the editor from the Star that's going to need Sideshow Bob, okay? And then Hellhole by Spinal Tap for an underneath, not as a bump. So that's very rarely do I ask for such things, but I'm asking for it today. We're going to be talking about the Biden administration holding unaccompanied migrant children and, of course, how the press covers it differently. We're going to talk about chemical castration, possibly. Who knew? We're going to be talking about an AP reporter bumping heads with a Biden spokesperson. We're taking credit for something the actual Trump administration did. I thought that was cute. What else do we got? Oh, we got to talk about Arizona lawmakers expanding the Pima County Board of Supervisors. We'll talk about filling the Ward 3 council seat. And this is in the Arizona Republic up in Phoenix about the U of A reporting its COVID-19 positivity rate for the past 10 days. And we'll talk about, too. It'll make Steve Kozacik very upset because it gives him one less thing to go insane on in his 72-page newsletters. As I like to say, the Steve Kozacik newsletters now print more paper than the Tucson Weekly newspaper. That's where we're at. So it happens. All right. What are we kicking off a Q Wednesday, sir?
So yesterday I kind of established a play the hits in the 8 o'clock hour because I realized we had so many, I hadn't gotten to the big guns. So I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to try to sprinkle them in, but kind of started. You can argue Quarter Flash was a one hit wonder if you want. And I think successfully.
As we like to say, what's the second hit?
Yeah.
The second song.
Yeah. So this is where we start, Harden My Heart, and it's probably where we end.
I'm going to go, I'm going to write my list out, and when I go for Queen stuff, I'm not going to do any of the big stuff.
Okay.
And we'll try to expand our minds, as we like to say.
A lot of good deep tracks for a lot of these Q bands, so.
That's true. What's Dr. Neil got for us today? He's got a Dr. Neil sent me Quicksilver Messenger Service.
Nice. That's a college band for me.
Who Do You Love is the song that he's calling for. It's funny. Matt Neely just sent me Redheaded Stranger. This is before, probably right when record company didn't want to release it, said it was a bad record and wouldn't sell. Good thing they released it. It was huge for Willie. So this is what happens. This is what happens. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 The Voice. That's a nice little groove you got going here.
It's a band nobody ever thinks of in the Qs, but Queens of the Stone Age, really good.
Look at you. Look at you. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. It's a Q kind of Wednesday. Tomorrow, we don't know. I don't know if I need to make R 2 days. I don't know. It's going to be tough. We got a lot of R's. Kenny Rogers, right? Rush. Bonnie Raitt, Trevor Rabin. I can keep going. There's a bunch of R's in there.
There are.
That'll be an executive decision by me before the the end of the day. Are we going to stretch R's over two? I think we could do that, don't you think?
Oh, easily we could. I mean...
Or does it violate what we're trying to do, which is force everything into one day?
I think... Well, it makes us make hard decisions, and I'm okay with that. It's funny, Chris, because I look back, and there's... And I wish I had kept my notes on it, but there's huge names we have not played on their assigned day because you just can't get them all in.
I was saying this to somebody yesterday. Maybe we need to go back and have the ones we blew... day. I don't know if you know this or not. Tucson is a crime infested city. I know some of you are in shock. You know, and I know that the police department doesn't want to freak out people after this poor kid got killed at the U of A. But, you know, when you look at, maybe we'll talk about it with Matt in the next hour. When there's like a line about, I mean, if this guy got trailed, yeah, Matt had it right. So, well, let's see. One of my TPD guys put on there, one of the quotes from the Tucson.com article. Robin says there's no indication that the community, campus community, is in any danger at this time. No ongoing threat to campus. And this is a TPD officer. Why is there no threat to camp to the community? There is a murderer out there willing to kill over a verbal argument. I don't understand this no threat comment attitude. And then Matt put, so getting followed and fatally shot is, quote, not a threat to campus. I might beg to differ. It sure was a threat to the victim. Again, I know this university has already been freaked out by Rona and all this other stuff. And you're not going to sit there and go, but, you know, is Dr. Robbins underselling it? And probably the answer is yes. Okay. We haven't had something like this in 14 years where someone was murdered. But if you remember, I think it was a few years ago, and you girls and guys with better memories than me, didn't we also have another shooting in a parking garage at the U of A in the last 3 or 4 years? No one got shot. But I'm pretty sure there was a shooting in a U of A garage because we're kind of like... You know, and I keep saying it over and over again, the golden goose of this city is the University of Arizona. And if it starts getting a reputation that it's dangerous around the university area, this is not good for business. But you know what the best part is? What is the city council working on? So the two news stories coming out of the city council is Rahina, the queen, on her specially made letterhead, is pissed off about 5G towers. She is pissed off. And I know the neighbors are too. Because they're pissed off about everything. So in this day and age that they want to do more and more, they want to do more and more online schooling, Zoom, all of this jazz, okay? You want to, and these 5G towers are going up for such things. So she's working on that. This is even after your police chief is running around Tucson saying, I don't have enough cops, I don't have enough cops, okay? Then we have we're going to have a hair ordinance, which I thought was just magical. So let's see. Let me get to this hair ordinance. So I guess there's a problem. Hannah Titi covered this yesterday. And I know it was in the Dead Star. So we're going to... So I guess there was a wrestler in New Jersey who had dreadlocks. Not professional wrestling. This is not for all you Coco Beware fans. Just calm yourself, okay? Callahan, can't believe I just pulled that one out of my Yahoo.
That Wayback Machine right there.
Coco Beware and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat team up against Jim the Anvil Neidhart and Brett Hitman Summers.
Do you remember Brett the Hitman Hart? Do you remember the name? Do you remember the name of his parrot? Huge bonus points if you get this. I was a massive 80s wrestling fan.
Give me the first letter.
F.
Damn it. What do you got?
Frankie.
Damn it. That's horrible. So just to give you, just go right off the board, Jim Brady Studios in the center part of town, right in the heart of Bliskin Acres, that's where they actually recorded a bunch of the first WWF record album that they sang on.
That's fantastic.
So what happened was when they would come to Tucson to wrestle, they'd have like a layover like between coming from another town or whatever, and then they would go to gym. So I remember being in the studio, and all of a sudden there's a picture of like the Magnificent Morocco, like sign saying, thanks, Jim. I'm like, why is the Magnificent Morocco up on your venue? Like, he recorded his part of the Land of a Thousand Dances that they did at Jim Brady Studios in Tucson.
That's pretty cool.
So Mr. Fuji was his manager, and his finishing move was a throat spike. Now, anyway, inverted. He did the reverse pile driver. Now, anyway, so that's another thing. See, we just have episode two, right?
Yeah.
So first one, concept album. Second one is WWF wrestlers. Okay. So, so we have a thing where the city of Tucson is going to forbid discrimination based on hair. And what I love about the story, the only story they came up with in the KOLD story, is this kid in New Jersey,
run by Democrats,
that they forced him to cut his dreadlocks before a match or forfeit. Okay? So it's called the crown. I got to get going. I just got played off by the orchestra here, as we like to say. When we come back, we'll talk about the Crown Act, which is just. I was telling this to someone yesterday who's in politics, and they, you said what? You said what? Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 of the Voice. Sounds like the soulful vocals of Mr. Kevin DeBrow.
It is. And there's a reason why I started with a guitar solo.
Why?
This is Randy Rhoads era Quiet Riot.
Ah, before he escaped Ozzy. Very nice. Well, God bless Randy Rhoads. Actually, I mean, I had the two biggies on my list for, of course, Come On, Feel the Noise and Mental Health. But Come On, Feel the Noise, I remember when I was in middle school. I remember being at like, they used to do what they call rec night on a Friday, Saturday night at school where they'd open up the gyms and you could go back to school and play pickup basketball. We used to play actually hockey inside one of the gyms, kind of like street hockey kind of stuff. And then there'd be like in the wrestling room, you could just kind of hang out and bullcrap with your buddies or that kind of thing. And I just remember on that boombox, Come On, Feel the Noise, that was the song. And WNEW was playing it like all the time. All the time. So it's burned in my brain. Come on, feel the noise. Which I believe is a remake, right? Slade?
Yes.
Correct. All right, I'm getting there. Look, I knew the Browen remake all in the...
No, that was really good.
you'll get plenty by me, but that one I was ready for Kevin Dubrow.
Okay.
Just because I was just writing Quiet Riot stuff on my list. So
he's also hard to miss vocally.
Yeah, there is no other Kevin Dubrows out there, as I like to say. Work on a better stage name. Now, 6:37 in the morning, you're on the Wake Up Tucson show. Remember, tomorrow we have Schweikert followed by Governor Doug Ducey tomorrow. So that'll be a fun hour of radio tomorrow. Remember, we have 6 days until our party at St. Philip's Plaza. I was just there for a meeting yesterday afternoon. I was sitting in under the shade of a tree, man, and just doing my thing, and it was absolutely beautiful out there. So it's going to be an outdoor event. We will be all, you know, Grant Kruger and the crew do a great job, not just serving good food and drink, but also, you know, all the safety and all that jazz. I know some of you are still, you know, some of you are waiting to get your second vaccine, and I got it. Not a problem. But come out and join us. And also, if you're a candidate, someone who's or would like to be a candidate and run for something, show up for that. I'll be there. I'll help you out. Shelley Keis from the GOP will be there, and we'll make it happen. Got to start early, kids. Got to start early. So 5 p.m. start. Half hour earlier than usual. Live music starts at 6 p.m. So let me know you're coming at wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com or wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. This filthy pirate's got me all riled. All going fast here.
As long as you're not setting up any weird websites like you did for Ed's.
Oh, that's true.
Postponed retirement party.
What do you mean weird websites?
People were struggling.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They were struggling.
The next time we do that, because I still want to use, you know, Wendy for Chef Chic, and she's Food Friday coming up this Friday, is I'll put it on my DeSimone HQ site first, the link, and then you just click the link and then buy your ticket. DeSimone can get smart once in a while. Not a lot, but sometimes. So anyway, the city council is working on a hair ordinance that you cannot discriminate on hair. So at this point... I guess this is a big problem, I guess. But in the end, it shows me, and I guess for them, it's kind of like low-hanging fruit, right? This is something that they don't have to deal with naughty things like budgets or things like that. They can do a little virtue signaling. But in the end, things like this, and I see this as a Nikki Lee, Steve Kozachik thing, I guess this is Nikki's first, you know, jaunt in the pool to try to introduce something. So I guess I'll give her that. But if we keep working on things like this, because first of all, there shouldn't be discrimination for anything. Why don't we start working? We're gonna have discrimination on tattoos next time. Is that what we're gonna do? I mean, what are we working on here? So, you know, Nikki, I think you have great potential. But you've been there a year now, and I know it's probably daunting dealing with some of these nuts on that council, but I need to start looking like they're serious about governing Tucson. And if we keep doing stuff like this as our lead and not working on, and you're the one who said, let's delay talking about cops. That is sad. So my thing is, I know you guys think you're helping the, because, you know, African-American community here in town and anyone else who's has a natural hair that could be discriminated. I understand where you're coming from. But what's happening is these populations you think you're helping, right? So you don't help them by leaving their communities more dangerous, but you make yourself feel better by doing a hair ordinance. Do you understand how this is just the cart? If there's a cart before the horse moment, it's right now. So if you really care about these populations of good people in Tucson who have hair like this, and, you know, whether it's, again, dreadlocks or however their hair grows, right? Why aren't you doing something to help keep them on the basics, right? Which is keep them employed, keep them, you have a business environment that gets them as many hours as possible, right? And keep them safe. Again, you're failing on Maslow's hierarchy of needs for these populations you think you want to help. Trust me, on Maslow's hierarchy of needs for an African-American family in Tucson, Arizona, hair ordinance is really, really, really far down the line. And I love Steve Kozachik's quote, "Oh, this is disgusting." I'm sure it's disgusting. Can you use that same terminology for other things? Other than the U of A. I know you're butthurt about the U of A, Steve. I got it. So now we have the city clerk. This is a, I love saying this name, not as good as Carolina McEnany. Okay, but this is Jasmine Demir. It's, I wonder if she's related to Jacques Demir. I never even thought about that. The hockey coach. Is he still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, is he coaching? I mean,
yeah,
there's quite a, you know, the same guys keep showing up.
I want to say he's still coaching. I know he had heart trouble recently.
He looks like a guy who should have heart trouble.
Yeah, well, all coaches should have heart trouble.
So Jasmine, I just remember he was the Red Wings coach during some hot years there, right?
Yes.
With Iserman and those guys.
Yes.
Okay. Jacques Demir's granddaughter, I'm not even going to confirm that, Jasmine Demir, at the Dead Star, has this article about city clerk accepting resumes, letters of interest. There he is. Where is he? Former. He's like a politician now or something. Look at him. It says Independent Senators Group, Conservative Party of Canada. Look at him.
There you go. He left the position on his 75th birthday, 2019.
So he represented the Conservative Party in the Canadian Senate until 2015. Look at that. Who knew? I thought he'd be coaching like the Winnipeg Jets. Do we have the Winnipeg Jets anymore? No, they became the Coyotes, sorry.
But now there's a new Jets. There's an expansion Jets that are a new Jets, not the old Jets.
In Winnipeg?
Yeah, in Winnipeg.
Yikes. All right, so Jasmine Denis. Now, see, now we have our three episodes, right? We have hockey coaches, concept albums, and 80s wrestling.
We're off and rolling to an audience of 10.
So Dan Gibson from Visit Tucson is also an 80s wrestling loser like us. Him and I actually said, we're just going to talk. We actually did 1 hour show for four people, 80s wrestling. We covered it all. Jimmy Mouth of the South. Heart. Anyway, so Paul Durham, he wrote a heartfelt letter, op-ed in the paper talking about his great accomplishments. Now, first of all, I'm sorry for Paul that he's got to deal with his own health problems and, you know, terminal cancer for his partner. These are horrible things. So I want to separate Paul Durham the human from Paul Durham and the public servant. Paul Durham the human, I wish you all the best. I wish a peaceful end for your partner that is, you know, the best for both of you guys. Now let's get to Paul Durham, the public servant. Useless. I was reading your so-called accomplishments. You represent one of the most crime-ridden wards in the city. This is the ward that had a cop admit to a business owner who gets, you know, robbed every 4 to 6 months in the ward, that there's 5 to 6 cops for the Midtown Division on a Saturday night. Now, Paul, you may not like cops, but your residents and other people like cops. There's a person who's a longtime radio personality that I don't want to say who their name is, who lives in the Pliskin Acres area, not too far from Mayor Ed, who had a crazy guy kick in his door wearing basically nothing but his underwear. Then ran over, jumped through the bedroom window of his neighbor, 90-year-old neighbor, scaring the hell out of her, and then decided to go, you know, crack down and ruin everyone's car and outside of their house the next 4 houses down. That is Paul Durham's Ward 3. Now, Anyone who's interested in filling out the seat has until this Friday at 5 p.m. to send a their letter of interest or whatever to the city clerk. According to the city attorney's office, the appointee could be filled for either 10 months or close to 2 years, depending on whether or not the Arizona Supreme Court has a decision about Tucson's election dates. They're talking about, of course, the idea that the city of Tucson is the state wants to change the everyone to be on even years. And the city of Tucson gets away with it because of their charter city status. That's how they get away with ward-only voting and things like that. So what I've seen, anytime they go against anybody and the city goes to ward-only, their charter city, it always falls apart. So anyway, the Queen wants to ram in Karen Ulick, Kozacik, and Cunningham. I got to give them credit. Sounds like they would like to do an actual process. So we will... Oh, and Lane Santa Cruz and, of course, Paul Durham want to shove Karen Ulick down your throat. All right, we got to get going. We got our good friend Jeff Jr. on from Trajan Wealth. 790-2040 is the phone number. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 1030 The Voice. All right, we're doing Q on a Wednesday. The boys from Queen. Great song from a not-so-great movie.
Bite your tongue.
6:51 of the morning. Let's get right to the phones. It's our friend Jeff Jr. from Trajan Wealth. Jeff, welcome back, sir.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Hey,
love the intro music. If you're not awake, you will be now.
You are correct. Do you remember that movie? What that movie One Vision that song's from? Do you remember the movie?
No, when you mentioned it, I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's Iron Eagle from the late 80s with Lou Gossett Jr. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember. I loved that movie.
See, you and Tom Callahan.
This is why Jeff and I are friends.
I love that movie. I watched that regularly. Whenever it was on HBO, that was back when we only had one movie playing on HBO at a time.
It is very true, right? When I was growing up in the 80s, and you'd have Flash Gordon, another one with a Queen song in it, HBO played that like 8 times a day. It must have cost like nothing to play.
For a short time, I wanted to be a fighter pilot.
Look at that. Very cool.
Yep, because of that movie. Mm-hmm.
One of the questions, I was looking through the Trajan Wealth website at trajanwealth.com, and, you know, I was looking at your section about 401ks, and it got me thinking about, the work that you guys, we always talk about individuals. Talk about 401k for businesses in relation to, are there things that people who are maybe currently offering something that you've seen maybe they could do better? What's the benefit of working with Jeff Jr. and the crew at Trajan when it comes to, working on a 401k plan?
From a company perspective, sure. Yeah, I've seen a lot of companies, whether they're small or medium-sized or even large companies, especially the small companies, that by having a 401k, it's a big benefit that they can offer to their employees. It's really hard, especially in this competitive job market, when you're a small company and you don't offer the kind of benefits that a larger one would offer. And so we establish 401ks for, all sizes of companies, but that's a big benefit for a small company is to offer a 401k. On the medium-sized companies, what we often see, medium and large, what we see is that these companies are using a lot of investments within their 401k that are very expensive to the employees, and they're passing a lot of the cost to the employees, but they may not even know that they're passing some of this cost along. So we're able to help companies by establishing 401ks that are very low cost to both the employer as well as the employee. And then even beyond that, if an employee resigns or they retire or whatever, we help roll that 401k over into an individual IRA without any tax consequences.
Because that's something you guys were advertising and pushing in some of your commercials last year, I remember, were the people who had money because of a lot of job uncertainty with pandemics and lockdowns, mm-hmm. is moving jobs, but then just letting your 401k rot that no one's contributing to anymore. You're not getting a match on it anymore, but it may not be matching up with your personal situation.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you're no longer with a company, and you have a 401k, the last thing you want to do is leave it there. You know, there's a few reasons. One is cost. You're paying costs inside that 401k, and you may not even realize it. But secondly, a major one is you really lose control over that 401k, and you have limited investment options. So I always advocate to roll it over into an individual IRA where you can really personalize the investment options for you and make sure that the cost is in line with your ultimate retirement goals.
No,
and then one thing I did.
Sure.
Go ahead.
No, you go. I talk enough. I want you to talk.
You know, one thing I'd add to this, you know, I think a lot of your listeners understand we do 401ks for both businesses and individuals, but they may not know or realize that we do, that we also have a complete trust department with attorneys, and we do trust. So we've recently incorporated a new entity called Trajan Estate. And Trajan Estate is specifically to help not only our Trajan Wealth clients, the clients who invest with us, but also work with people who are interested in establishing trusts for their current life, but even their beneficiaries if something should happen to them.
One of my concerns when it comes to estates and trusts is this may be something that in a future tax bill, looking at maybe lowering some of those exemptions for people. And you know, if you have a estate trust plan, even if you have, a lot of people don't, and you should really talk to someone like Jeff to do that. But it might be kind of outdated for what might be coming down the pike. And I think looking at it again with your state trust department sounds like a pretty smart thing to do right now before things get weird, as Dave Ramsey would say.
You know, one of the proposals on the table in the administration is establishing a new estate tax threshold. So the proposal is if you inherit over $1 million, any amount over $1 million is going to get taxed at 40%. Isn't that crazy?
It's,
you know, you work hard enough for your within your life to earn that money, and you pay taxes on it. But then when you pass and you leave it to somebody else, they too now have to pay 40% on any amount over $1 million, and that's an estate tax, and that's completely preventable if you establish a proper trust, and we can help with that.
The I think also too that it's just sometimes we. And you know this, right? People don't want to talk about the end of their life sometimes because they don't want to deal with it. But that's
what they're talking about, 80s movies.
Great, thank you very much. We could talk about Iron Eagle instead of our demise. But at the same time, right, it's the fact that if you really love your kids and your grandkids and your spouse, you got to have this conversation. It's huge.
Right. And, you know, even if you don't, why would you want to give it to the government? You have to love those people more than the government.
The old saying used to be, sometimes if you write a smaller check now to fix this problem, you save your kids and your grandkids from writing the bigger check later.
That's right. And a lot of our clients, too, the service is complimentary.
How do people get a hold of you and the team at Trajan Wealth, Jeff?
If they're driving, they can call 321-4100.
321-4100.
If they're in front of a computer, they have another option, and they can just simply visit us online, which is trajanwealth.com. Or again, they can call 321-4100.
Jeff, it was always good talking to you. And like I said, this is important stuff, and we're all watching these, what's going to happen possibly in the world of taxes. And working with pros like Trajan Wealth can help reduce the bite, as we like to say.
Agreed. I appreciate you, Chris, and it's always nice talking to you.
And please go back this weekend with your family, cuddle up, and watch Iron Eagle one more time and see how it holds up in 2021,
right.
All right?
My kids like it. Will do. Thank
all right.
You.
Take care, buddy.
All right.
That's Jeff from Trajan Wealth. When we come back, Matt Neely's going to be calling in. We got a bunch of stuff we're going to cover. Please have the Sideshow Bob laugh ready to go for first segment. As I introduce Matt, we'll have a little short, little appetizer of Sideshow Bob before it's all over. Supervisor Steve Christie in studio at 8:07. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 of the Voice.